Furthermore, just to add to the story, during this very same period, early 90s, our favored ally, Turkey, one of the worst, which has one of the worst human rights records in the world, was increasing its own murderous attack against the Kurds in southeastern Turkey. From 19, just as a one measure of that, about 1 million Kurds fled to Diyarbakir, the sort of unofficial Kurdish capital in southeastern Turkey during those years. 1994 was a peak year in two respects. It was the year in which Turkish terror against the Kurds peaked, and it was the year in which U.S. military aid to Turkey peaked. In fact, in that year, Turkey became the world's leading importer of U.S. arms. Those are two things that typically go along together. There's a very close correlation between terror and violence and U.S. military aid, not only in that region. Well, somehow that didn't mean that we had to impose sanctions on the people of Turkey to kill hundreds of thousands of their children, because this is good terror. It's terror carried out by our ally at the same years.